Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. So glad you decided to join us tonight. We have some great guests on with us tonight. I can't wait till they come on and tell you some of the great things that they're doing in the kingdom of God. But before we do, as we always, let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you and we honor you for this day. We thank you for all that our eyes have seen and ears have heard, God. We thank you that you have kept us and protected us and kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Now, God, we ask you to be in the midst of this interview. Be through, speak through the airwaves, Father God. Give the guests clarity, God, and let them speak and be a blessing to our listeners. And bless our listeners today, God, the ones that are listening now and also those that will listen later to the archive show. So, God, we just give you all the glory, all the honor. Forgive us, for we know there is something that we said or did today that wasn't pleasing in your sight. But we thank you for your continued grace and your continued mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I hope you guys had a great day because I truly did. God is just so phenomenal. He continues to show grace and mercy in so many areas. And we just continue to keep those families that are lifted up in Orlando, God, that are going through bereavement right now. And just anyone, God, that's going through bereavement, wherever that may be, Father God, we just know that, God, we ask you to give them peace, God. Just give them peace. Let them know that, God, you are God that never makes a mistake, and you really do not make a mistake, God, and we just have to trust and believe that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Well, let me tell you a little bit about our guest that's coming on tonight. It is S.W. Washington and Favor, and S.W. Washington has been singing since he was 5 years old. He was inspired by his mother, Mamie Taylor, who was a promoter and a radio personality, Reverend Young and Morning Glory, and the Five Singing Sons. S.W. Washington is out of Long Island, New York, and he was the second lead singer for the gospel group, the Gospel Rebels, and the lead singer for Al Garvin and the M2C. That's what the bio says, M2C. Years later, he also was the second lead singer for Gene Bridges and the Wings of Faith, and he's just been singing all over the place and been a part of some great, great, great groups. God led him to go solo, and so he has two projects under his belt, I'll Do It, of his project Here and Now, and All Right, which is off of the project The Journey Continues. So without further ado, I am so excited to be bringing this man of God and this phenomenal group that he has that's going to be lifting up the name of Jesus throughout the world. We will bring them on. Do I have you on, SW?
God bless you. God bless you. I'm here.
God bless you. How are you this evening?
Oh, God is good. I feel good. I'm great. God bless. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We are so glad to have you on. I've been watching you on Facebook, man. You guys are just doing some stuff. You're doing a lot of traveling. God, it's just been so awesome. Tell our listeners, you know, I kind of read, you know, you getting started, but kind of give us a little bit more details of actually, you know, how God led you to, you know, to start singing his praises at such an early age.
Well, first of all, even on the God who's ahead of my life, and he's actually the reason why I in the gospel field I'm in. But my parents, my mother was a promoter, and my uncle and a lot of them was radio personalities, and a lot of my family, my cousins, the five singing sons out of Columbia, South Carolina, and the gospel specials, and you know, so my whole family on both sides, mother and father's side, is in the gospel field. So I guess I was just the one who just took it on and just kept going. But I, you know, I started out as a drummer, and I just worked my way up. And my cousin seen me one day, and he came to me and he said, you know, I can use you over here. So I went, played drums for the group called the Gospel Prevails at the time. And later on, I came back as a second lead singer, and then moved on from there to various groups, Gospel Heavyweights, Gene Bridges, and the Wings of Faith. And I just kept going, and God just kept pushing me, keep going. There's a ministry. There's more in you. And I was able to sing with a group out of Brooklyn called the Supreme Sons, and that's what actually led me into my solo career and led up to S.W. Washington and Favor. Supreme Sons is out of Brooklyn, New York, with Eric Barnes, one of the members from Northern Airs, and Hezzy Bethea from one of the members from Keith Wonderboy Johnson, and me, and a few other people. And we started the Supreme Sons, and we did a project under the Supreme Sons, and at that time, God was truly blessing us, but it was more. So I decided that I wanted to go solo, and that's where I wanted to stay solo. So as I went out solo, I released a CD called Here and Now, which produced a song off of it called I'll Do It. And I'll Do It did very well for me. And I started getting calls to come out and sing. And I was just using the band at the time. And the young men that I had in the band, they was like, we might as well just come together and do this. So I said, okay, well, let's form this S.W. Washington Favor. It was not my intention on starting the group, because I said I didn't want the headache, but God seen something different. And I started S.W. Washington and Favor, and it's about 4.5 years ago, and we've just been truly moving for the Lord. I've had a few changes in the group, but we're still going strong. We released a project under S.W. Washington and Favor called New Direction CD, and we have a few songs off of it. But the most popular song off of that CD is a song that we have called Gonna Be All Right. And it's truly been a blessing to us, and it's truly been a blessing to the people. And then, you know, everybody wants to hear it everywhere we go, and I truly thank God for that.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, that was one of the things that I was going to ask you, because I know when I first got your bio, I saw that you had a men's backup group. And then I think last night when I inboxed you and I said, for some reason, I could not pull that attachment up. So that's what prompted me to inbox you and say, hey, do you have another picture that I can use? So when I got the picture of you with the young ladies behind you, I was like, okay, that's not the other picture I got. So how did you shift from all men background to all ladies background? What prompted you to make that switch?
Well, what happened was I don't think it was me. I think it was God that actually put that shift in the progress. Because some of the young men, they went on into their own ministry. Some was preaching and musicians and doing some other things. So they moved on, and I kept going. But at the time, in the process of changing over, my cousin, call her Lady Unique, and actually her real name is Shamika Hopkins from the Bronx. I brought her in the group with the men, and I kind of liked it the way the her vocal sounded, and I said, maybe I should go back and just see if I could find some young ladies that want to sing. And I ran into some old friends of mine that sung with a group called the Generations out of the New Generations out of Queens, New York. Very, 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 very talented family group. And the young lady, the daughter, she said, "Yeah, I'll sing with you." So I had her, cousin Isha, and then she told me one day, she said, "You know, my mother wants to sing, wants to come back and sing too." And then Pat joined us, and it's just been history from there on.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, how did you, because I know you just said that you had family that was down in South Carolina. How did you end up in New York?
Well, I was born in Brooklyn. I was born in Brooklyn and raised in Queens, and then later on in the years, I moved to Long Island. Over 20-something years ago, I moved to Long Island. So I've always been in New York, but my family is from, a lot of my family is from the Carolinas, Columbia, St. Matthews, all down in the South. High Point, North Carolina, all down in there.
Yeah.
But me, I'm from New York.
Now this is one thing that I want to ask you, because I know that, you know, what type of style do you consider SW Washington and Faber? Because there's so many boxes and genres that you could be in gospel and contemporary. Where do you guys fit in the mix of your music ministry?
I feel that we're quartet. I feel I'm quartet. I just have I say I'm quartet with a Faber swing. And the reason why I say that is because I have a style that's just different from everybody else. So, you know, it's good to be different, but it's also good to stay in the quartet. I'm not trying to jump left field. I got a couple of songs on the CD that can go over to the other side, but I'm mainly quartet. I just have a Faber swing to it, and that's just my own style, but I'm quartet.
Awesome. You did share that you've been doing this for a long time. What is your favorite? Do you like studio work, or do you like live? You like, you know, being able to get in and see the people and minister to the people live? Because, you know, everybody has their different take on what they like, but which one do you favor the most?
I like live. I enjoy doing the studio. I just recently, though, in the last maybe 10 years, started doing studio recordings. Before that, mainly when I was with M2C and the Gospel Veils, most of the stuff we did was live. So I was just used to live, because Al would always say, I can capture you better live. You get a better feel live than in the studio. Now I'm more seasoned at it. So, you know, I enjoy doing the studio, but I enjoy ministering to the people. So I would have to say live.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Let me ask you another question, because I'm like you. I've been in ministry for a minute, in the music ministry, definitely. Do you, and I know I kind of, to piggyback off of what you were saying, because when you're singing with a lot of different groups and, you know, it's just something about how after a while things begin to shift within groups. And it happens in gospel as well as, you know, secular R&B or whatever. But when you're in a group and all of a sudden, you know, everybody wants to be the big eyes and, you know, all this, and then you have a lot of, you know, ego issues going on. What did God say to you that made the shift for you to decide to step out and go as a solo artist?
Well, I think the shift came when in certain things, maybe on a business aspect, that you might see your vision might be different from somebody else's vision. What God gives you, he might not give the next person. So even though it's a group, you might see a different vision. And I basically pretty much what transpired with me to decide to go solo and put Faber together, because I've seen a different vision. I've seen things since I was 5 years old and different groups, and I've seen different groups, how they operate. I've seen how things go bad. I've seen how things can go good. I see the traveling aspect of it, and I kind of felt like maybe it should be going this way. And somebody else might feel that it's going that way, but we're going that way, but we ain't going nowhere. So, you know, it's mm-hmm. like a struggle. Mm-hmm. So at the time, it was like, okay, it's time to move on. God, and I'm not going to move unless God tell me to move, but he told me it was time to go. Because if you move too fast, sometimes, you know, it can hurt you. But if you wait on the Lord, he'll direct your path, and that's exactly what he's done for me.
Amen. That's fantastic. Because a lot of, you know, we, again, like I said earlier, we tape our shows, so we're going to have, and I know we have one now, we have a lot of variety of different people that listen to the show. But if you've got a young and up-and-coming artist that's listening, give them a nugget or something that you would like to deposit into them about their calling, especially in ministry, in the music ministry, what nugget would you give to them that would help them that probably you wish somebody had given to you or you saw as examples of coming up in the music, gospel music business as early as you did? Give them a nugget or some words of wisdom and inspiration.
Well, come an artist, I feel that the biggest thing with upcoming artists and what artists is trying to make it in the music industry and trying to make it in their ministry is don't be so fast to give up. I feel like you need to keep pushing until your breakthrough comes. Some people say, oh, I've been singing for 15 years, ain't went nowhere. Keep pushing. You know why? Because you never know when your breakthrough is. And what God gives you is for you. You can't be nobody else. You have to be yourself, and you have to go forth. And you have to just pray about it. Keep God first and just keep pushing. I don't care what stumbling blocks come in your way. Just keep pushing, because that's the only how you're going to make it and be successful. Everybody's not going to end up with a Grammy, and everybody's not going to end up with Stellas. But it's about ministry first. So if you put God first and put your ministry and keep moving, you will be successful no matter what.
I love that.
The advice that I have is to just keep pushing, because your breakthrough is coming, but you never know when. A lot of people give up, and their breakthrough could have been right around the corner, but they'll never know it because it just didn't work for me. How do you know that? Because you didn't give it time. You have to be seasoned. This thing takes time. This ministry takes time. It takes time to grow. It takes time for people to get to know you. I've been singing since I was 5 years old, and a lot of people still don't know who I am. It's okay. I might not never be the big famous guy on the stage and getting all the Grammys and all, but God is setting me forth in my own path, and that's what you have to do. You have to go your own path. Stop trying to be like everybody else and just go your own road.
Amen. And I like that because, again, you know, and that's how even the gospel industry, you know, they push it that, you know, if you're not like the, you know, the artists that we see on the mainstream, like the Kurtz and the, you know, the Donnies and the, the Erica Campbells and the Mary Marys, and, you know, the list can go on and on and on. And, you know, and that's what God, where he positioned them. So you have to be content where God positioned you. And if he's ready for that platform, then he'll prepare you for that platform. And if he decides that he's not going to elevate you like that, again, it's really about, and I talk to artists about this all the time, it's really about soul winning. That's really what our mandate is. We may not be a preacher, but we are a preacher. We're a minister in music. So we have to minister in the music realm that God has given us. And it's all about souls, and those things will come, you know. But we shouldn't chase those things. You know, I do believe that. Mm-hmm. And as a young artist, a lot of times we get our mind wrapped around that, and then when it doesn't happen as quickly as somebody else's, then, like you said, we do get discouraged. So you have to be firm and planted and know who you are and whose you are in God. I love that. Thank you for that. Now, do you write most of your songs, or do you collaborate?
I write most of my songs. I've done some collaborations also, but I mainly write most of my stuff. But I love to collaborate with different writers. On my solo project, one of my solo projects, was The Journey Continued. I didn't write that CD at all. A young man out of New York called Anton Hilton, he wrote that and produced that CD for me, and I really loved that CD. But most of the other stuff that on The New Direction and The Here and Now that I wrote and I collaborate with Hezzy Bethea and Dwayne Eric Barnes, and on The New Direction album, some stuff was written by a young man that was with me prior to that, Keith Anthony Carter. He wrote, well, I think, one or two songs on it, and Gerard Romain, he wrote, I think, one song on the CD, and I think Antoine did a few songs on that CD too. He did Favor and I Won't Complain and songs like that, and then I penned the rest of the material.
Awesome. That is awesome. Now, I did read that you do have a single coming out in July. What's that single going to be?
Yes, I have a new single coming out called I'll Be Ready. Hopefully I won't change the title before it comes out, but that's the song. yes, I'll Be Ready. I don't know, a song just was laying up on my heart, and I just decided I was going to do it. So I held on to it until I found right producer that I wanted to produce that song for me. And I'm excited. I can't wait till it comes out. I'm actually going in the studio, and I think next week, to finish it off. Because I don't currently have a single out with the ladies, and so I'm excited about that. Excited about getting that to radio.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, what do you do when you're not rehearsing, when you're not traveling, ministering to music? What do you find as your balance, you know, to kind of help you, you know, have some downtime? You know, we know you're going to spend time with the Lord. That's already a given, because you got to spend time with Him to understand your next direction and where He's, you know, leading and taking you. But how does SW unwind and just have some downtime?
Well, SW hasn't had no downtime in years, and I haven't unwind in years. I'm constantly pushing. I have a video that I'm getting ready to put out. I work working with S&M Productions, Sister Stephanie McDonald, Mary J. We're collaborating. I'm putting a package together to do a tour. I'm going to hit some churches in some different cities. I just really don't have downtime. I hardly sleep, and I'm a chef. I cook too. I'm a chef also. So I really don't have the downtime. The downtime is like really not an option right now. It's, you know, I have to just keep moving.
Well, now wait a minute. So I'm going to revert back. So it sounds like if you're a chef, that's your relaxation time, or at least away from music. So are you pursuing a career in that part time, or do you have favorite recipes? Are you working on a book? You know, and that would be great to have a recipe book by your favorite recipes by S.W. Washington. Ever thought about that?
Hey, that sounds good. I never really thought about that. No, I haven't. But I have a lot of recipes, though. I guess that would be my downside.
That, okay.
You got it.
That came straight from the Lord, you know. But you never know. That's another thing about branding, you know, and it's important that, you know, once we've, you know, done what God has required us to do, sometimes He, you know, opens up other gifts that, you know, sometimes lie dormant. And it's important, you know, to not get overwhelmed, like you said, but to be able to, you know, to have other things that people will come and support. Because we already know that the music is going to be supported. But, you know, when people know that you can cook, you know, and my God, they're like, oh, my God, you know, SF's got a cookbook out. And, you know, so that's one of those great things that you can have, as, because, you know, being an independent artist, the money, you know, we have to talk about that to our audience. If, you know, we have to, you know, take care of ourselves if nobody takes care of us financially. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of times we go places.
Yes, absolutely.
And we do, you know, we get love offers. We may get paid, but what happens on those times that you don't get anything and you're going and you're just ministering?
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good topic. Yeah, let's talk about that. Traveling, a lot of times, you know, it's not what people think it is. For local artists and for semi-professional artists, it's not what people think. People think you run up around the road and every weekend you come home with $4,000 or $5,000 in your pocket. That really doesn't happen. Trust me, it really doesn't happen. People think it happens like that, but if it happens like that, you wouldn't see so many cards with 4 and 5 major artists on it at one time. What it is they need to put these artists all on this program so everybody can come out so they can pretty much break even. Sometimes they don't even break even. But what it is in the ministry, God will give you a gift that will be able to carry your ministry. You know, a lot of people, I work, my wife works, and a lot of times, a lot of this stuff is out of pocket. You know,
yeah.
You got musicians, I got a van, and I got gas, you got told, and a lot of times you get down to programs, and these people look at you and don't have nothing for you. But you have to be able to, God is not going to lead you nowhere to lead you to an empty well. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
your gift is what pays for, you know, what pays your way. And then as time go on, money will come in. But a lot of times it ain't money like that. So you have to have a backup plan. You definitely have to have a backup plan. You can't get on the road and don't have no money. And I thank God for the job, because the job take care of my house, take care of everything else, and then there's money there for the group. And that's what ministry is about. You got to keep going. And that's another thing. With ministry, if you can't minister and go travel with nothing, you have to have a van to travel. You have to have money for gas and toll. A lot of times, the people are sending you the deposit, and you get down there, and there's 30 people in the building with 4 or 5 groups on it.
That's right.
That's where your gift comes in. That's where you come in, and you know you have to be dedicated. You have to be dedicated to the ministry, because if you're not dedicated to the ministry, it won't last for you, if you're married and you have a household, your wife has to be in sync with what you're doing. If she's not in sync or your household is not in sync with what you're doing, it won't last either.
That's exactly right. Amen. I like that. That's a good nugget. Listeners. I hope y'all caught that. How can our listeners find your, find out, you know, where you guys are going to be? Do you guys have a website? Can we follow you on Facebook? Give them some contact information if they even want you to come to their area to, you know, to minister for an event.
Okay. I'm going to give you a few things. Okay. Now, we have a website. You can go under dynastymusicradio.com, and we also have the SW Morning Show that comes on from 7 to 10, and Mary J has the Mary J Show that comes on from 8 to 10 on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. Okay, you can go on that website, and you'll see SW Washington Picture, and click on it, and you should be able to see the dates. Or you can go to SW Washington and Favor on Facebook. There's 2 pages there. And you can pull up that page, friend request us, and you can see, you'll see our upcoming dates. I always put that up. Or you can go to Sylvester Washington on Facebook, and you'll pull it up also as well. Or you can contact Stephanie McDonald on her Facebook page or her phone number. I guess I should give her phone number out, right?
Yes.
At 434-755-3525. Or you can contact Mary J, 516-784-2106. Now, you can contact any of those or go on Facebook, any of those people or go on Facebook, Or if you want to the book us, you can contact Mary J. I'll give the number out again, 516-784-2106, or Stephanie McDonald at 434-755-3525. I'll give you an email also. You can email us at swwashington72@gmail.com or swfavor@gmail.com.
Amen. Amen. Well, Kingdom Citizens, we are at our top of the hour, 7 o'clock. SW, we thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing with us what God is doing with you and with your ministry. We will definitely be supporting you. Always make sure that you send us some stuff, and we will post it out on our Facebook page, Let's Talk Kingdom to Katrina, because we believe in promoting those that have come on the show and that are doing great things in the kingdom of God. So we thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to come on and to be on the show with us. We just will be praying continued success and God's blessings over you and over your group and your family.
Thank you. I want to say thank you. God bless you. And thank you for having me, for interviewing me. I really appreciate it. God is truly good. I'm going to pray that God has favor over your Let's Talk Kingdom ministry, your radio show. God bless you. And I hope that you keep doing what you're doing for the independent artists and for the local artists and even for the big artists. But I really appreciate you. I'm speaking for the independent artists. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, look, I'm right there with you guys. I'm an indie too, and that's why I have a heart for indie artists. One of the things I do ask our guests to do, and we're just a little bit over our time, but I don't care. We're going to go ahead and do and be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. I ask our guests to close our show out with a word of prayer, and I would be so honored if you would do that for us tonight.
Okay. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're asking you right now to look over the radio broadcast. Lord, we ask him to look over our sister Katrina Reese. Lord, we ask him to look over favor to all our family members. Lord, I want you to look over the whole gospel industry. Lord, just pray for them, Lord, because we need prayer right now, Lord. And only you are the one that can fix whatever's going on, Lord, and guide us in the right direction, Lord. Pray for our families as we away from home, as we travel, Lord. Pray for our sound mind, Lord, that we have a sound mind to move forward, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Kingdom Citizens, thank you so much. SW, thank you so much. We love you guys.
Thank you.
And we always end our show with, let's talk, everybody. Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.